I don't want to give this update. I get that we had the deadline wars the last couple of days, but I felt like we ended it in a positive spot. JP kind of put a bow on it last night on his show. Ken and Lima, you know, continued a little bit, but more from their own fights.
Mm-hmm.
The fantastic Donnybrook this morning on Lima went full Slippery Wizard on Ken, and it was lovely to hear. But I just want to say nice things about the Guardians, and yet I have to give you this update. Mandy Bell and Zach Meisel both tweeting out that Tanner Bibee's next start will be pushed back a few days because of shoulder tightness. Great. Awesome. Wonderful. Joey Cantillo will start on Saturday instead. Now, Alex Cobb will make a rehab start on Saturday, which could be his final tune-up. And then Matthew Boyd is making another rehab start tonight, which, if you kind of figure out how things are going, you might be able to, maybe his next start could be in Cleveland, depending on how things go. So, that, by the way, that's me editorializing it. That's not what Zach or Mandy has said. So, how are we feeling?
Or vibing.
Are you vibing after that?
We'd be vibing. No.
It's not a good vibe. I mean, listen, everything I said about 40% yesterday, You've got five rotational hopefuls, two guys on rehab appearances, one of whom you've traded for, one of whom you've signed. You've got Cantillo in the majors, there's going to be a second start. You've got the two guys in the minors, Logan Allen and Tristan McKenzie.
Logan.
So the reality is, if Tanner ends up having to be, you know, put on the IL for any amount of time, it's not disastrous, but man, does it just, to quote, some of my favorite quotes from A Few Good Men, the hits just keep on coming. That's what it feels like, specific to the rotation for the Guardians.
Well, what are you going to do? I mean, you got Cobb coming in here at some point.
Yep.
You got, that's about all you got in terms of, reinforcements.
I think we're sleeping a little bit on the Boyd thing. I listen, the bar right now is, can you be better than Cookie Carrasco? I hate saying that because I have such good memories of Cookie, and I all anyone's ever said is what a great teammate he is. And I hope that we might see him move to the bullpen so you can try and salvage a role for him, because a dude like that, for a team that's still pretty short on playoff experience, that could be a huge pivotal role, having him there. You weren't able to do that with Juan Uribe in August in 2016, and maybe you can keep him in a role of a, whether it's short relief, maybe he takes over more of a long relief role for either Pedro Avila or Xavion Curry. So the bar is, can Logan Allen, Matthew Boyd, Alex Cobb, can any of these dudes just be better than Cookie? Can they be better than what Tristan was giving you for a couple months there? Because if you can, like, the rotation of bullpen don't need that much. That's what has kind of been lost in the rotation conversation. Oh, you didn't trade for these seven all-stars and all that. What's been lost is you don't really need that much. Five decent innings per start would make this team the best team in baseball.
Oh, yeah.
In more than just record. And so the question, the concern now, if Tanner has to miss the rest of the season, this becomes very troublesome, because now you're not just replacing the innings here, you're replacing the innings in the postseason, and that's tough. That's too high of a bar, because now you're counting on Cobb and one of those other five guys, or Ben Lively. And then you're counting even more on Gavin Williams. That being said, let's one time. They got options. And here's the thing, man. Like, is it okay to admit winning the AL or getting a top two seed matters?
Is it okay to admit that? Yeah, of course it matters.
Well, okay. Yes, it matters. My point is, we've spent so much time. And when I say we, this is not me. Because I'll take every AL Central crown you got. Because as we've seen, if you get in the playoffs, you have a chance to win. So people who have poo-pooed that, oh, well, you beat up on a bad AL Central, didn't stop you from beating the Rays in a playoff series a couple years back. didn't stop you from pushing the juggernaut Yankees to a five-game series where you had a real chance to come away with that series win. So the division has not held you back in the playoffs. So I am a little skeptical about, well, what's the true advantage here? Because if you actually look, I went back. The under this new format, the ones and two seed, they both get a first-round bye. So if all you have to do is either win the AL outright or have the second-best record in baseball, which is very doable, even though your schedule is still very tough down the stretch, and now we got to deal with this Tanner Bibee thing. But, like, here's the only thing. Top two seeds are 3-5 in their first 2 years of this format. So it doesn't really guarantee you anything. And it puts you in a situation with the Guardians that we're just not comfortable with. Well, I am so much more comfortable. This does not mean I don't want them. I want them to win every freaking game. I want them to win 105 games. Because it just allows me to illustrate the point that every naysayer before the season was just negative on the Guardians for sake of being negative on the Guardians. And that all those negative
naysayers,
I believe Lima called them losers the last 2 days, that you should trust the clubhouse. Because they got a great clubhouse right now. You should trust those dudes even if you don't trust the front office. You should trust those dudes even if you don't like the Dolans or think the Dolans is cheap. But I still am not. I'm just not used to this. So I'm torn. The very small sample size says getting a top two seed, getting a getting a pass into the ALDS is not the end-all be-all. And that makes sense, by the way, because what's the other thing we've talked about with when it matters that you light it up? It's the last 3 weeks of the season. If you catch fire the last 3 weeks of the season.
We talked about it yesterday. I mean, I think in baseball it matters more than any, really any sport, that you get hot because you need to have the pitching and the mojo and the offense has got to be clicking.
Yeah, like if you are a 7 seed and you're the hottest team in basketball, mm-hmm. you're still going to run into that 2 seed in the NBA, right?
Oh, yeah.
And while it has happened.
At some point, you will.
Like Miami, in fairness, Miami got super hot at the end of the season, beat Milwaukee, made a very good run for themselves last year. Mm-hmm. That's usually the anomaly, though. What's pretty normal in baseball is if you play really good baseball the final 3 weeks of the season, final month, final 6 weeks, and lead that directly into the postseason, it really does aid to you being able to make that run. So that's, and I think that's why the numbers are so evident that having a top two seed isn't the end all be all, is because you don't have that. Basically, it takes you out of your rhythm.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. There's something to me, and again, I think it has more to do with my frustration with how people talk about this team in town, and it's the extremists on both sides. Which comes down to every topic we talk about. I tend to be somewhere in the middle. I have a strong opinion, but I'm somewhere in the middle. And then it's people that are overreacting in one way or another that drive me crazy. So, inexplicably, yeah, winning the AL would be huge. And the fact that they have the best record in baseball with 50-some games to go, I think it's just a testament to why, yeah, the Bibee injury sucks, man. Sorry, I don't even know how to call it an injury. He's got shoulder tightness. But it's why that, yes, this is unfortunate. Hopefully it doesn't turn into something more. But even if it does, yeah, this team has continued to go and succeed and thrive. And by the way, they're 6-2 in their last 8. They're winning again. Let's go with Matt. Welcome to the show, Matt.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Going well, buddy. What you got for us?
Okay, so, you know, I feel like it's probably going to be, replayed later, or Lima's going to call me a loser, or, you know, you guys are... But, I mean, this is why we were screaming at the deadline, because, like, are you telling me that the front office didn't know that Bibee was having these issues, like, just the soreness or whatever? So now we're down another starting pitcher for who knows how long, with the way this team lies seemingly with player injuries. I mean, I still remember how many months Brantley was taking batting practice in 2016. There's no accountability from And I know you guys, you know, you try to press them, but I feel like for the most part in this city, there's no accountability from the front office or the ownership about, like, making moves. And I'm sorry, throwing a maybe Alex Cobb out, like out there. Like, do we even know he's even good to go? It's like I swear that, like, this ownership just thinks we're all fools. Like pocket our money. Like, still hasn't done anything about this RSN deal. Like none of us can see the games. So like what are we doing here? Like, where's the accountability? Why isn't Paul Dolan, why isn't the front office constantly answering questions? Because this is not acceptable. And, we can say we're ungrateful fans. You know, I know we have the best or second best record of baseball right now, but this is going to blow up in our face in the playoffs when these guys have to, you know, pitch in crunch time and, you know, you don't get the rest that you normally do. Our bullpen's going to get gassed just like 2016. It's frustrating that we have the same issues over and over there's an easy solution out there and the owner just doesn't want to take it. You'd rather invest in our failed Senate campaign.
Matt, you feel better?
I do.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate the call. That's one of Matt seemed like he was working through some stuff. I don't think with the Bybee news, maybe it's a little early for a deadline victory lap. Maybe let's let Alex Cobb throw a rehab start for a Cleveland minor league team and pitch poorly before you get mad about this. Maybe let's let Matthew Boyd come up and get lit up like a trash can. A little early on this. Now, to the RSN thing, to be fair, they can't do anything about it. They have a contract, and baseball, this is much more of a baseball issue trying to handle that. By the way, I can watch the Guardians. Yeah, I have an account, and I can just watch the Guardians, and I do often.
Through Spectrum?
Through, yeah.